This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Newell's got the day off, probably out costumed somewhere celebrating Halloween. I'm Dave Cohen. I'm wearing my talk show host costume. And now we welcome in the voice of your LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, wearing his voice of the Tigers costume, I'm guessing. Huh, Chris?
Yeah, that's exactly what I have on today, Dave. You nailed it. It's great to be with you again.
Glad you're here. You know, so it's so nice that, you know, when the football team has the bye week, everything's quiet, nothing happens, everyone just gets to relax, and it's just really quiet on the LSU front, right?
Yeah, that would be the complete polar opposite at the moment. Obviously, yes. It's been a very busy week, but I try not to forget my job is simply to get ready for the game, which will happen next Saturday in Tuscaloosa with four games remaining for this team. And, I was paying very close attention to Coach Wilson and his first press conference as interim head coach on Tuesday. We'll get a chance to hear from him again on Monday with the regular game week press conference, and then we'll visit with him next Thursday. And, it's an important four games, and there are people who are certainly in charge of handling all the big picture items. Right now, I'm just kind of focused on getting ready for Alabama and LSU, as you might imagine.
Well, what should we expect from a Coach Wilson-coached LSU football team based on what you've been able to learn about him over the past and now that he has held his first news conference as head coach and what you're hearing through the team about, you know, what is this going to look like for LSU football?
Well, I think first off, Dave, it starts with him being a player's coach. You can talk to guys who have played for him, guys who were recruited by him to LSU and other spots along the way. And then there's always this, good camaraderie. And I think it was pretty evident this week at practice. You're trying to keep as many distractions away from the players so they can be focused on what the priorities were this week, obviously, during the off week, whether it's extra practice, extra reps, certainly rest and recovery for the final four games of the year, which obviously are going to be tough. So I think it starts there. You saw a number of former players, a host of former players who were at practice earlier this week. And I think that went a long way. I think it was a smart move on Coach Wilson's part to say, hey, guys, you're not alone in this. There is a great legacy of former players from so many different eras that put their blood, sweat, and tears into this program. And they know exactly what you're feeling right now. They've been in your shoes, and they are here today and every day, for that matter, to let you know they are fully in support and are here to help. I think you can't overlook how big that is. I've heard the argument this week that, well, from this point on, if the playoffs are off the table, then LSU's playing with house money. If that's the case, I know a lot of the players said, hey, look, you play this game because you love this game. Don't forget that. So if it's true they're playing with house money, let's go out and let it all hang out and see what kind of noise this team can make. And obviously, as Coach Wilson said, which I also think is important, there are a number of guys who are playing their last year of eligibility in an LSU uniform. They may have ideas of going on to the NFL. You got four games to really change not only the trajectory and the storyline around this 2025 LSU team, but on a more individual level, a chance to make your dreams come true. There's obviously going to be some players who are contemplating going elsewhere if they have eligibility. They obviously want to improve their stock so that any other school or team wants to come their way. I mean, there's so many different levels here, but at the end of the day, I think Coach Wilson's message is paramount. We've got four games to play. The next one is a tough matchup against the fourth-ranked team in the country at their place. We got to go out and fight, and that's what they call them here, the LSU Fighting Tigers. So I'm interested to see how the team responds next week in a pretty tough spot.
Yeah, heading to Alabama is never easy, and then you add in the loss of a head coach and an interim head coach, and as much as I'm sure they'd like to insulate the players from everything, all the chatter, everything that's being talked about out there, all of the politics and all of the analysis and everything else that comes with what we're seeing unfold about the coach and now the athletic director and now a search for replacing both, in this day and age of smartphones and social media, the players are plugged in. They're going to hear about it. They're going to see it. They're going to have it bombarding them just like it is everybody else. And the question is, how do you get them to tune all that out, focus on playing football?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I talk to coaches all the time in all sports. And, you know, we used to ask the question going into a big matchup, do you talk to the team about how big this is and what the ramifications are? Well, that's changed over the last 8 to 10 years, because coaches don't have to do that. To your point, these guys are well aware of all the noise, good, bad, or indifferent, that is out there. So I don't know that it's something that, and again, let me say, I'm sure they have talked about the importance of staying locked into their individual jobs, their individual responsibilities, and the focus to details. I'm not doubting that. But there's no reason to put out an all-out assault on trying to keep them from hearing what's out there. Again, I think the better route is to say you have pride in yourself. You have pride in the three letters on the front of the uniform. But make no mistake, you've got a lot of pride on the name on the back of that uniform for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your hometowns, all of that. After that, I think it just needs to be, here's how we get better as a football team. Here's how we run the ball more effectively. Here's how we allow our quarterbacks to have time to go through their progressions to find the open man. Here's how our receivers are going to get off defenders. All of that stuff, I think, will be the majority of where their time is spent, and I think that's how you need to handle it.
We're talking with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers here on WWL Radio. And, Chris, I don't think we can discount, while everything that's happened since that game, there had to be some impact on the team and the players specifically to just come so unraveled in the second half of that battle against Texas A&M. To see the fans leave essentially during the third quarter or fourth quarter, and to have Aggie fans take over their home stadium and to have the LSU fans silenced, that's got to have some impact on these players.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it does. Again, I think that was one of the important parts of having those former players come talk to them. There are a number of guys who have seen the highest of highs as an LSU Tiger. There were a number of guys who have seen some low lows. So I think having that perspective is certainly going to help. But I've never seen a third quarter like that. And what I mean by that, I've seen, I've been in this business 30 years, and I've seen, you know, horrible quarters of football in my day. I don't know that I've ever seen one turn so quickly. And I'll say this. I mean, there are a lot of places around the country where you hear complaints about coaches or the results on the field, and yet the stadium continues to be packed. That's a difficult argument to handle when you've got a stacked, a packed stadium and things aren't going well. I give LSU fans credit. They certainly voted or made their presence known, or lack thereof, with their disapproval. So yeah.
I've seen LSU fans leave a game when the Tigers are blowing out an opponent because they, you know, they want to beat Contra Flow or, you know, want to get to the car more quickly, those kinds of things, when it's one of those games where you know LSU has things well in hand. But I don't recall ever, and I've been here at WWL 28 years, I don't recall ever Tiger fans walking out on their team when they're losing so badly that they have no hope of coming back. So that really was a kind of a dramatic experience, I think, for the entire fan base and for the team.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not going to sit here and say that's exactly why things took place, but it certainly made a very loud statement. You know, again, there's a couple more home games here, obviously Arkansas and then Western Kentucky out of conference. I really have and I could be wrong, but I really think that you're going to have great home crowds here, because I don't think necessarily what happened Saturday was a reflection of the team or the players. And again, we'll find out, but I think they'll be back here in full fold to support this team, support the guys who are going to put on that uniform and battle not only Alabama on the road and Oklahoma on the road, but they're going to be here to support them when Arkansas and Western Kentucky come to town.
A week from Saturday, when the Tigers go to Alabama, it's kind of the, at least for now, the end of an era where this is the annual game against Alabama is coming to an end due to this new permanent opponent kind of lineup. This seems to me to be a game where there should be a whole lot of emotion.
Oh, without question. I mean, again, that's kind of what I've been saying since the announcement came out that we were going to 9 conference games, which I've always been in favor of. The question always, who would be those 3 permanent opponents here in this first iteration, if you will, of the new SEC scheduling? And frankly, I still think there's got to be some television executives somewhere in an office that are not pleased that the LSU-Alabama game, at least for the short term, is not going to be an annual affair, because those always bring eyeballs, certainly over the last 10 to 15 years. Every year it's got multiple storylines, and this one's not going to be all that different. I'm a little surprised by that. I understand. I mean, every team, when they were looking at their 3 permanent opponents, you know, outside of LSU, most every team has a natural built-in rivalry, whether that's geographical or historic. And I'm sure every team is going, hey, look, you can't give me Georgia and you can't give me Tennessee and then throw LSU on top of it. And so I understand the reasoning behind it, but I'm still kind of shocked. But there's going to be plenty of storylines that we've already discussed here in the first couple of minutes of the phone call. That will be plenty for those to sink their teeth into come next week around 6:30.
Yeah, and no doubt the fan base will be ignited for it, will be excited for it, and let's hope that we have 4 great quarters of football. Obviously, we know a lot of the blame for what we saw last week fell on the head coach. Many fans also point fingers of blame frequently at the quarterback, and there have been questions about Garrett Nussmeier and how he's doing physically. What can you tell us about Garrett Nussmeier and where he's at right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a standpoint, again, all we can go on is what's released from football. And again, I don't know if the injury here in week number 9 or what would be game number 9 next week, you know, has any indication that it's an injury issue. Now, that's not to say, is he 100%? Are there aches and pains? That would be total speculation on my part. I think it's more about trying to find a better balance so that you're not relying on your quarterback to have to go into Bryant-Denny Stadium and throw the football 50 times in a game. And I do take note of the fact that Coach Wilson on Tuesday during his first press conference kind of made a real point to say, we're going to run the ball. We are going to run the football. Well, again, running the football is great. You got to find a way to be successful to run the football. There were times in the first half in the last game against Texas A&M where we started to see that a little bit. But as far as Garrett Nussmeier is concerned, do I think he has all of the talent, all of the skill to lead LSU to a 4-0 to finish the regular season? Absolutely. I just think there's got to be a little more what's the word I'm looking for? Meet in the middle when it comes to what they're asking Garrett to do, what they're asking every position group on the offensive side of the ball to do. Everybody's got to pull a little bit more weight. And that goes to the running backs. That obviously starts with the offensive line. And it's going to start with the receivers. And, you know, again, I don't think Garrett Nussmeier is the issue here. We saw what Garrett did last year. Has he played his best? No, I think he'd be the first to admit it. Do I think that Michael Van Buren can give you a switch of gears with a certain drive or a set number of plays? Absolutely. Do I think any of that's off the table moving forward? No, I think everything's on the table. I mean, again, I talked earlier about the players going out and playing, if for nothing else, for their own futures, whether it be to the pros or whether it be to the portal or whatever their plans are. You know, the same thing can be said for these coaches. You know, I don't think they're going to be handcuffed by anything that was previously done simply because they also are auditioning for something somewhere, whether it's here at LSU or whether it's somewhere else. So I think right now in that building, these guys are overturning every single play in the book to see what's going to put Garrett, what's going to put the running backs, what's going to put the defense, everybody in a better spot. There's a carrot out there. There is motivation to be better in all phases, and that goes without question.
And Coach Wilson made it clear that Garrett Nussmeier is the quarterback to start the game against Alabama, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we took away from the teleconference call on the SEC yesterday. And again, that I know that made news, but I don't know that that is awfully surprising. And nothing will surprise me next Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium, depending on who's under center at what given time, depending on down, distance, and situation in the game.
Chris Blair, the voice of your Tigers. Anything else you want to share with us on this quiet, nothing happening in LSU football bye week?
I picked the wrong week to cancel that trip to Barbados. That's the only thing that I can say at the very moment. But I've been here all week, going to be here all weekend, looking forward to enjoying some time with the family tonight and tomorrow, watching some college football. And then we'll crank back up and get it going on Monday.
All right. Seems there's been more of the tricks than treats for LSU football the last few days. Let's hope we can switch that around after this Halloween. Happy Halloween to you and yours. I hope you have fun, whatever it is that you and the family are going to be doing. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week and hearing you call the LSU-Alabama game.
Thank you, Dave, as always. Have a great weekend yourself, and everybody have a safe and fun Halloween.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Well, we'll talk about a team that is playing this weekend. When we come back, we're going to get the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, in here as the New Orleans Saints travel out to Los Angeles now as 14.5-point underdogs. Wow. Is there any chance? We'll see what Mike Haas thinks after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
And your quarterbacks.
11 seconds left in the ball game. 5 seconds left hit now. Shuck trying to get a touchdown before it's over, and the game will end on a sack.
Appropriately.
Yeah, I think we're all just glad that one was over. Hopefully things are better in Los Angeles on Sunday when the Saints travel to play the L.A. Rams. Although Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, the odds makers have the Saints now 14.5 point underdogs. I don't remember a line that large in a long, long time.
Yeah, I want to say the week 4 Buffalo line when it first came out was pretty big. It was like, that was the first time that I can remember seeing what I would call like a college line in an NFL game. I can't remember what it was. I just remember it was like, whoa. And I will say that sometimes the odds makers are wrong, but, you know, more times than not, they're at least in the ballpark, and it'll be up to the Saints to try to change the mindset and to do something on the field, or if not, that's what they're going to face. I mean, the Rams are playing probably the best football in the NFL. They're 5-2. They're coming off a bye week. Their two losses were to Philly. They've only had in San Francisco. They just had the two losses, so it doesn't surprise me. The question is, can you change the narrative? Right? We know the narrative. We live it every week. Can you change it?
Well, does changing the quarterback change the narrative? And is it fair to Tyler Shuck to put him in against a defense that is most disruptive to a quarterback in the NFL for his first start as a professional quarterback?
Yeah, that's been a big conversation piece this week, and I get it, but when's the perfect time? I think most NFL coaches will not do what we as, you know, sports anchors or broadcasters or fans do and try to figure out, well, this is the best time or this is not the best time. I think they go, hey, we need to figure this offense needs a jolt, whether it's at Carolina, which is no piece of cake, whether it's home Atlanta, which is, you know, a long way away because of the bye week. And so I think they look at that less than maybe we do. There's no perfect time, right? You're 1-7. The Rams are who they are. Perhaps they've taken you a little lightly. Perhaps they're looking at the 14.5 point spread. Perhaps they're not as dialed in. So I think that's not as big a factor. It's not going to be easy. Shuck's actually one of the, if you think about it, there aren't many guys who will make their first NFL start who actually have played in the building. He got to play at SoFi in the first preseason game when it was the Chargers. Now, I don't think there's anything lower on the barometer for me than a preseason game, but at least he knows the building. And so, yeah, it's not going to be easy, but it's at least different. And there's no perfect time to bring Shuck in. He's had to come in. By the way, when he came in the very first time in the preseason against the Chargers, it was at the two-minute mark. It was the two-minute offense, minute 31. So he comes in and he's running the two-minute offense, quick pass, quick pass. And then he comes in the Seattle game, the game's over, you know, quick pass. And then he comes in, you know, last week, third quarter, down 17-3, threw it 30 times in a quarter and 4 minutes. So he never really has had an opportunity to run, per se, the offense. He's come in and run the two-minute offense and the down 14 offense. So you're looking for anything. You're looking for something. It's not that 1-7 is on Spencer. I mean, clearly prior to the Chicago game, this team was +4 in the turnover margin, tied for fourth best in the NFL.
Yeah, and we kept saying they were just two or three plays away from being able to have won that game. They were in the games to start the season, but with all of the turnovers these last couple of weeks, not so much.
Right, and so I think that made the decision, even, you know, against Tampa, that you're just looking for something in the third quarter for a spark. It's not a negative towards Spencer, but the turnovers at Chicago and against Tampa were costly because they automatically put you behind. First drive, you just been playing uphill for so long that I think that's the only way they know how to play. I'm not sure what they would do if they jumped out to a 14-0 lead. I'm not sure they how to handle it.
Well,
I'd like to see it.
Let's find out, please.
It's been a long time.
Does changing just the quarterback address the issues that have your ball team 1-7, though? Does benching Spencer Rattler and giving Tyler Shuck an opportunity really do what needs to be done? And are there other opportunities where changes can be made that would perhaps give you more of an opportunity to better yourselves?
I don't think it changes drastically. I think what it does is that you hope that he does not have the turnover issues that Spencer has had in the last 2 weeks. And that alone is pretty significant when you're turning the ball over four times a game. Now, he had an interception last week, but it was a pass to Chris Olave that Antoine Winfield just took out of his hands. But that's an interception on Tyler Shuck. So, yes, I don't think it changes drastically, but I do think the turnovers are a big part. And are there other things they can do? Of course. I think that even Coach Moore talked about that Taysom Hill played five snaps. Five. That's probably not enough. And sometimes maybe instead of looking for what would be the right scenario, the right scheme, sometimes you just put them in there. But maybe good things will happen. And they haven't run the ball. They haven't stopped the run. There's a ton of things that Tyler Shuck cannot fix himself. What he can do is be more efficient with the football, move the offense, which Spencer had done. But where this team has problems is beyond moving the football inside the 30 and inside the 20. And perhaps, things can get better there. So the turnovers, to me, the ability to move the football, which they have done, but cashing in when you get down there are the differences that Tyler can make himself. Everything else, he ain't out there tackling, stopping the run. He's not out there putting pressure on Matthew Stafford, which if they don't, it's going to be, possibly a very long, long afternoon just because of the way they're playing. He's not covering Puka Nacua, right? Or Davante Adams. This is a good football team, and they're going to need every bit of – this is as important defensively than it is on Tyler Shuck. I get where the conversation this week is Tyler Shuck. What else? I mean, we've talked about everything else every week. But defensively, man, they have to come up big. They've got to make plays. They've got to get turnovers. They cannot, fall behind. They fell behind last week because of a pick six. What really the defense played stout. They need that defensive effort this week.
Yeah,
you don't need two goal line stands, you hope. But you got to, you've got to play like that. Baker Mayfield did not do anything spectacular against the Saints.
No, the special team scored a touchdown and the defense scored a touchdown. So that makes it really hard for your defense. We're talking with Mike Haas, the voice of your New Orleans Saints. We'll take a break. When we come back, what we've said all season is it's a rebuilding year, and this is what rebuilding looks like. And you just want to see incremental progress and the Saints moving in the right direction and showing improvement week over week. Are we seeing that? And where are we going to look for it this week if we're not? We'll let Mike Haas address that when we come back here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, you can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Atlanta Falcons. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet with celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. It's easy to win. You just go to WWL.com/contests and enter once every day for your chance to win Saints-Falcons tickets from Saints Radio WWL. Mike Austin will be calling that game. Before that, he's going to be calling the game out in Los Angeles this Sunday. We were talking, Mike, before the break about how we know we're in a rebuilding year. We know expectations were what they were heading into this season. But what we've all asked all along is, can we just see measurable, incremental improvement in progress throughout the season so we know the team's headed in the right direction? Are we seeing some signs of areas where the Saints are getting better week over week?
Yeah, I think you have to start defensively with that. And I think when you do, you have to look at the addition of Chase Young since he's been back and how much different defensively that unit is. And I think you do have to take into account that you're playing more youth in your secondary than you ever anticipated with Jonas Sanker and Quincy Riley. And now young linebackers as well. I mean, Alante Taylor's your elder statesman along with Justin Reed. So I think if you look at the big picture of who you're playing, and I think defensively, I don't know that you've seen what I would call a steady growth, like an upward path, but I do feel like defensively they've done a lot of good things. They struggled, you know, falling behind, allowing scores early. But for the most part, I think defensively, now that Chase Young's back, is much better. Still stopping the run is an issue, but that's been an issue. Offensively, I think it's more of a up and down roller coaster. You have not seen the consistency along the way. You did up in really the first few weeks, except I always throw out the Seattle game, right? Like that game didn't exist because it skews it skews all the numbers.
Yeah.
But because you were within, you know, you had a chance to tie Arizona, a chance to win. San Francisco, chances, you know, down the road, you were close in the Buffalo game. You were close in the New England game. You've got the ball with a chance to do something. So, yes, I would have said that earlier, but I do not feel like offensively they have not run the ball well, and that is not necessarily a case of, well, we're abandoning the run because we're down 10 or two scores. I just don't think they've run the ball very well this year, and I think they have not had the explosiveness from a receiver standpoint where you're really hitting teams with big plays. You've had a few. The Rams have hit 30, 20-plus. The Saints, you know, I think 9. And 4 for Chris Olave have come in the last 3 games. So you're not really hitting. You've got Rashid Shaheed. He has 3.
And he's so really fast. Teams,
right. You're just not hitting teams where you can. So I don't think offensively they have had the kind of progression that you would want from if we're looking at a graph. It's been more up and down. But I think a lot of that in the last 2 weeks has been turnovers, and I think the inability to run the football all year has been problematic.
So that's
for really the Buffalo game.
So this Sunday, that's what you want to see, is if we're going to see those incremental improvements, it's reduce the turnovers and be more productive running the ball.
Right, run the ball. I mean, you don't have to be great. The last time, here's why we fall into this trap of how we're in this like cycle. The last time Alvin Kamara had 100 yards rushing was week 13 against the L.A. Rams last year in our building. That was the last time he had 100-plus rushing. In that game, the Saints were down 21-14, fourth quarter, with the ball, had a chance to tie, maybe win the game, got into the red zone, and then petered out. Had to give it up on fourth down and incompletion. Well, does that narrative sound pretty familiar? Not good in the red zone. You know, had a chance to win, but didn't come up with the play. Well, that's the same thing they've lived, you know, this year. And when and we look at the final drive, just like I just said, we look at the final drive Arizona, final drive San Francisco, final drive, you know, it's usually four or five plays throughout the course of the game that will impact the outcome. And in those four or five plays, whether it's first quarter, second quarter, or third quarter, the Saints have not made them. And their opponents have. And that's the difference. You are not making the impactful play when it matters most. And that's not the final drive all the time. It's somewhere in there. And until you can kind of fix that and be the impactful team, make those plays, third and one, fourth and one, punch it into the end zone when you get into the red zone, you're going to be where you are and rebuilding. And that's just the fact of the matter. The numbers, in some cases, you can make the numbers say whatever you want, right? Third down, fourth down. But in some cases, they just have not scored enough points, and they haven't stopped the other team when it matters the most. And those two factors, and I go back to running the football, because the other teams have run the ball well enough to dictate the action. The Saints have not run the ball well enough to dictate the action. And that's once you end that, it doesn't really matter what the second question is, if that's the first one.
And I think Deuce made a very good point in your conversation with him last Sunday. Can we at least line up properly? Halfway through the season, right, can we at least stop the pre-snap penalties, the illegal procedures, the misalignments, get everyone standing where they're supposed to be before you snap the ball? At least let's see that incremental improvement.
No, you're right. Deuce was 100% correct. You think about OTAs, minicamp, camp, 3 preseason games, 8 regular season games, and I'm not even talking about the pre-snap. I'm not talking about false starts. They happen sometimes. You're right. It's the illegal formations, illegal shifts, delay of game, offensive linemen downfield. That kind of stuff should not be happening 11 games in. And it's focus and whatever. That kind of stuff can be worked on. You can't go out there right now this time of year. They only have a certain amount of padded practices left. You start just tackling. But if you don't fix that, it doesn't matter what else. If you can't do the easy stuff, you certainly can't do the hard stuff.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. It's been a rough ride. We know it was going to be a rebuilding year, and we're looking for incremental improvement. Let's hope you see that Sunday as you and the team travel out west. 3:05 kickoff here on WWL. You and Deuce calling the game, Saints at the Rams. I hope you and the family have a great Halloween. And
same to you, same to everybody. Be safe and have a good one. We'll this is why they play the game, baby. This is why they play the game.
That's right. Hey, maybe Tyler Shuck amazes us all, and that 14.5-point line becomes a distant memory, and they defy the odds. Either way, enjoy your trip out west. We'll look forward to hearing you Sunday here on WWL.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Haas, the voice of your New Orleans Saints. All right, we got a few minutes for you. 504-260-1870. We'll open up the lines, and we'll get Scoot in here next on this Halloween to see what he's going to be talking about for the next 3 hours. All right, 4 minutes in front of 1 o'clock on your Halloween afternoon. Wes, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. What's on your mind, Wes?
One quick thing. Momentum killer, our kicker, first 4 or 5 games. They were trying to get some drives together, and he missed a field goal, an extra point, killed the game. First 4 or 5 games. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, I understand. Yeah, Blake Groupie did have his struggles. I think he's maybe gotten back on course. I wish that was all that the Saints had to worry about at this point, but obviously their problems run much deeper. I'm interested to see what Tyler Shuck has in him. I think that we won't get a real read on what kind of quarterback he can be in the NFL when his first game in the regular season is against a very dominant Rams defense that is ranked first or second in their ability to pressure the quarterback, sack the quarterback, and really disrupt the quarterback, depending on which stats you're looking at. So I'm not expecting him to – I think, you know, it's going to be painful for him physically and figuratively coming out and trying to show us what he's got in this first game. But and I like Spencer Rattler. He seems like a really nice guy. I've actually met him and interviewed him, and he is a nice guy, at least through the interaction I've had with him. But at this point, why not? You got to see if Tyler Shuck has in him what you think can be those necessary qualities and characteristics that you say, is he going to be our quarterback next season? Because at this point, that's really where the focus starts to turn. With the Saints with only one loss in 8 games, I mean, only one win in 8 games and 7 losses, right now we are worried about the future, not the present. And you got to determine if the guy who's going to lead you on the field offensively is in the building or not, or if they have to focus on getting that quarterback through the draft, free agency, trade, or whatever else they have to do. All right. And I wish we could end it on a happier note, but it is what it is, and maybe there'll be a miracle out on the West Coast. It is Halloween, and I say happy Halloween to Scoot as he's preparing to join us here on WWL.
Yeah, happy Halloween, Dave.
You and I are wearing the same costume.
Yeah, it looks like
radio
it.
Talk show host. Yeah,
yeah,
the headphones,
exactly.
The mic,
I thought about wearing a coat and tie today and going as an account executive.
But if I saw you wearing a suit and tie, I'm not sure I'd know what to do. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
When I wear a suit and tie, I don't know what to do. No, I do dress up. I know how to dress for the occasion.
No, I've seen you fashionable, and I've seen you dress fancy, but I don't know that I've ever seen you in a suit and tie specifically.
I don't know if I want to be described as dressing fancy, because that doesn't help my image.
What you got coming up on this Halloween?
Well, we'll talk about Halloween. You know, it is Halloween, so let's talk about Halloween. There are some certainly haunted places in New Orleans. It's a very, very haunted city, and they say that that cities that are port towns have a tendency to be more haunted than cities that are landlocked. I guess there's some degree of logic there. A few things going on that we do have to talk about. We'll talk about Tyler Shuck. I'm excited about this change. Tulane was embarrassed last night by UTSA.
Devastated, yeah.
Wow. And then LSU starts anew, and we've got a lot to get to this afternoon.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy it, and it's all treats and no tricks. Everyone have a great, safe, and wonderful Halloween and great weekend. Go Saints! See you on Monday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.